Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is the VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering tonight is Izzy, VK2 Charlie Alpha Alpha. The weather here is fine, blue skies, and the sun is going down, so the stars will be out shortly. And the temperature is 23 degrees centigrade. Rainfall at the VK2WI site as last week was 4 millimetres. Our transmitter status is all okay. Silent key. It is with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key. The Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club has advised of the passing of their friend and fellow club member, John Marriott, VK2 Juliet Bravo, formerly VK2 Charlie India Foxtrot, on the 14th of March. John originally came from Tenterfield but grew up in Sydney where he attended Ascot Boys High School. John went on to attend the Technical College in Taree. Later in life, he moved to North Haven where he worked in the fire protection industry before retiring. John didn't quite retire as he and his wife, Rose, ran a very popular fish and chip shop in North Haven for many years. John joined the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club in 2004 as an active member. He was a very keen home brewer and his projects were always of a very high standard. Among his favourite projects were QRP HF SSB transceivers, which he enjoyed building and operating. His impressive projects were also a draw card at the home brew competition at the annual Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club Field Days. A funeral service was held for John on the 22nd of March. The amateur radio service was represented at the funeral. John will be sadly missed and will always be remembered for his enthusiasm for amateur radio. Please pause us with us while we remember John. Vale John Marriott, VK2 Juliet Bravo. That's advised by Henry, VK2ZHE, on behalf of the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later on in the bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We will welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org. We don't need full items, just details of the activity and contacts. Don't forget, we always welcome reports on the outcome of recent activities as well. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9444 0123. The VK2WI news bulletins are streamed live from our website, arnsw.org.au/audio. And recordings of previous bulletins are also available. Tonight we also welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks should also be taken after tonight's bulletins. Our thanks to John of VK3HJQ and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink network team for making this relay available. A note for members of Amateur Radio New South Wales planning to attend the 2024 AGM. Due to delays in receiving information from Australia Post for the ballot and other things as well, the board have decided to move this year's AGM back 2 weeks to Saturday, the 27th of April. This is to make sure that all documentations can be processed through the postal system in time and avoid further possible delays close to Easter. Also look out for the next issue of All Access in your email box early this coming week. HF Antenna Day, Part 2. Continuing with our presentation program for 2024, members of the Amateur Radio New South Wales are invited to the second part of our HF antenna presentation. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 28th of April, 2024, here at VK2WI Neural. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise and a further range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn technical techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. And part of the presentation will be shortened HF dipoles, half size, how to make them. Quite simple. Anyway, the event is catered and the RSVP are essential for seating and catering purposes. We're not able to admit walk-ins on the day. Places are limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au, including your name, call sign and contact information. That was advised by Al, VK2OK, Events Coordinator for ARNSW. And now we have the weekly solar and geophysical reports. This is for the period of the 15th to the 21st of March. First, the summary of activities. Dates across the column are 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th and 21st. 10 centimetre flux, 129, 144, 151, 177, 169, 176 and 197. The Fredericksburg Index, 8, 3, 2, 5, 7, 3 and 20. The Australian Index, AOS, 3, 1, 1, 3, 6, 2 and 14 estimated. And finally, the T-Index, 115, 117, 122, 131, 137, 133 and 138. Solar flare activity reached R1 on the 16th with 2 M-class flares, R2 on the 18th with 3 M-class flares, R1 on the 19th with 2 M-class flares, R2 again on the 20th with 3 M-class flares, the largest M7.4 at 0736 UTC. And R1 on the 21st with 1 M2 flare. Geomagnetic activity remained below warning thresholds, although a weak geomagnetic impulse of 16 nanotesla was observed on the 21st of March at 0250 UTC. F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values with some periods of enhancement. 15% during local night on the 17th, 20% during local night and after dawn on the 18th, 15% during the day and 20% during the night on the 19th, 15% during both day and night on the 20th, and 20% during the day and 15% during the night on the 21st. The forecast issued for the 22nd of March through to the 28th. Solar activity expected to be at R1 to R2 level. Geomagnetic activity is expected to remain low for most of the week, with G1 possible on the 24th until the 26th, due to coronal hole induced activity. Maximum usable frequencies are likely to be near predicted monthly values, up to 15% enhanced. And that's courtesy data of the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Now we have the Solar Flux Index update. Here are the updated Solar Flux Index SFI figures for this week. Having finished April, we had a minimum of 136, an average of 172, and a maximum of 208. We peaked dates from the 6th to the 16th and the 23rd to the 26th. Nearing the end of March, we're expecting a minimum of 127, an average of 153, and a maximum of 197. We peaked dates from the 19th to the 31st. And looking ahead to April, we're expecting a minimum of 145, an average of 157, and a maximum of 165. We peaked dates from the 8th. Oh, that's from the 8th to the 8th. And from the 16th to the 28th. Updates, thankful to Noel, VK2FUL. Now let's play another ID tape.
What do you think is the most common question I get asked in relation to DMR? Do you have a code plug for XYZ band radio? But what the hell is a code plug, and why can't people seem to make them for themselves? Well, to the first question, the term code plug is used by Motorola staff and salespeople. It's the name Motorola adopted for what simply is a configuration file for your radio. It's a callback to when you needed to make a config file for Motorola radios, burn it into a ROM and plug it into the radio. So the answer really is you only need a code plug if you happen to own a Motorola. Other than that, you need a config file for your radio. Almost all DMR radios use some type of config file that is generated by some software and then uploaded to the radio. The config file simply contains the setup for the radio, information like the frequency of the repeaters, the splits, the talk group, and the time slots. None of the information should be too hard to understand or configure. It might take some trial and error and even some patience, but it should not be beyond any amateur to do it unassisted. I find the best way to start is to gather the information you need to build the radio's config. Get the frequencies for the repeaters or hotspots you want to access. I usually allocate each repeater its own zone. Then, within the zone, add some channels. The channels on VKDMR are always the same for every repeater. They will include the talk group 505 time slot 2 and the talk groups 3801 through 3810 time slot 1. At its very simplest, this is all you need, a single repeater or hotspot in a zone, and then 11 channels. Above that, you need to be careful to add your radio ID, which is a unique ID you will need to apply for on the net. It's no harder than that. Start off small with one repeater or a single hotspot. Once you have things working, you can try and add more repeaters. The other thing to remember is not to switch on any special features early. This is where things can get confusing. If your radio has promiscuous mode, you will want to disable it. Promiscuous mode is a bit like a scan. It will listen to multiple talk groups and you will hear the audio no matter what talk groups are in use. This can be useful, but in the initial stages, very confusing, as some radios jump the transmit talk group to the last talk group heard when in promiscuous mode. A situation then occurs where you have no idea what talk group you're transmitting on. Not good for first-time adventure into DMR. So turn that off. You will also want to turn off any location sending or GPS features, as they're not supported on the VKDMR network. Again, make the config as simple as possible, get it working, and then work your way up. Another thing you may want to try is to load a DMR radio database into your radio. The database will allow your radio to display the caller's name, call sign, and perhaps even their location on the screen of your radio when you hear their transmission. As we know, there are a wide range of DMR-capable radios. Some radios allow many contacts to be loaded into their memory. Other radios will only allow a limited amount. A worldwide radio ID database has hundreds of thousands of entries, and only a small number of DMR radios will accept that entire table. So you may need to limit the amount of contacts to load into your radio to just VK, for example. There are a number of places you can download these databases from so they can be imported into your radio software and in turn uploaded into the radio. A good place to start is the ARNSW config generator, which will dump a limited radio ID database that just contains VK users that are using the VK DMR network. The database will fit into most radios, and there's a number of options on the site for different radio types. So really now you have the basics for making a config file for a DMR radio. The main thing to remember is you can't really break the radio, and other than upsetting a few OMs on the air with your radio checks, you can't really go wrong by giving it a go. You will also get a kick out of having a config on your radio that is unique to you and exactly the way you want to operate, rather than using a hand-me-down. Join me next week where we'll wrap up the series. Till then, this has been Matt, VK2FLY.
And thank you, Matt. Sorry, there was especially an ID in there but as well. Anyway, we come to another tape. Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
A phrase I hear regularly is, life's too short for QRP. And today I think that it's appropriate to start a conversation about that sentiment. When propagation is poor, the high-power amplifiers get on air and use it to prove that you need power to get out and about. Far be it from me to deny another amateur the pleasure of working 1,000 stations at the same time, a so-called pile-up. It's a thrill. I've done it during contests. It's fun. You call CQ and the biggest problem you're faced with is deciding on which station to pick. In the past, I've mentioned that I've made a contact with Cuba, about 18,000 kilometres away, using 5 watts. Over the weekend, I managed just under a third of the distance, Perth to Tuvalu, 7,000 kilometres with a wire and 5 watts. You could take away from this that I like bragging about my contacts, and it's true that I'm proud of having achieved those things, but that's not actually what I want to talk about. Amateur radio is a lot like fishing. You can go out and throw a stick of dynamite into a pond and pull out all the fish. Or you can stand up to your armpits with a reel in your hand casting a fly to catch a fish. Operating QRP is like fly fishing. It takes practice, patience and perseverance. Of course, it's not for everybody, but then neither is fly fishing. If you hold an introductory amateur radio license like I do, the rules of engagement restrict how much power you're allowed to use. For some, this restriction appears to inhibit their ability to enjoy the hobby. This podcast started live some 6 years ago precisely because a new entrant was expressing their need for more power. My contact over the weekend wasn't particularly earth-shattering. It was made with a minimum of equipment, a wire antenna on a squid pole strapped to a house, simple radio, running off a battery in preparation for a contest that was happening the next day. The thing to note is that it happened on 40 metres, using 5 watts, and the distance was twice the maximum distance within my own country. This means that any amateur who is starting out can achieve the same thing. It means that you might need to review your assumptions if you think of a 4,000 kilometre distance between stations as a hurdle that cannot be overcome. The takeaway should be that while QRP is not for everyone, it's a perfectly valid way of enjoying the hobby and smelling the roses along the way. In case you're wondering, yes, I was wearing a grin from ear to ear after making my contact. Better still, I didn't have to kiss any fish. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts, and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is VK6FLI. AB.com. And you can contact Ono by email at cq@vk6flab.com. And now, with this week's Wiser News, Richard, VK2SKY.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, the numbering's out on the USB stick, but okay, let's give this a go and hopefully get Richard this time.
Memberships are due for renewal from the 1st of April, but if you join or renew before then, you can score the early bird discount. Email weissen.treasurer@vrarescue.org. This week, Weissen has been providing comm support for a multi-agency navigation exercise in the Chiron Valley area. Hopefully, we'll soon have some pictures to share on social media. Weissen is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. Weissen South Australia was active today in Adelaide, and the next event in New South Wales is at Spears Point on the Central Coast on the 12th of May. The Memory Walks are great starter events for new or rusty Weissen members as they take only a couple of hours. Weissen also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Weissen event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. Weissen Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice depending on the week. All Weissen members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Next Sunday, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Chatswood 2-meter FM repeater, 147.150 MHz with net controller VK2WIC. The 6:30 p.m. net will be on the Weissen Kurrajong VHF DMR repeater, followed at 6:45 p.m. by a net on Weissen's VRA P25 repeater. Weissen New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specialising in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Weissen supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Weissen New South Wales website at nsw.weissen.org.au. That's nsw.weissen.org.au. Weissen is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Weissen activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Weissen groups around Australia, visit the web at weissen.org.au.
And thank you, Richard. Okay, club news. We start this week with news from the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's April general meeting will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of April at the SS building in Port Macquarie. Okay, the April coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 11th of April at Brooklyn's Burger Bar, Thromster. It's now time to plan to attend the club's 48th annual field day. It is at the Warhope Showground Hall on Saturday and Sunday the 8th and 9th of June during the King's Birthday Long Weekend. The field day dinner will be at the Port Macquarie Golf Club on Saturday night. Don't forget to book accommodation early as the area is a very popular holiday destination during the long weekend. It is possible to camp at the Warhope Showground in your tent, caravan or motorhome. More details are on the Warhope Showground website. The next Foundation Licence Training and Assessment Weekend will be held as soon as sufficient candidates have registered. Candidates for the Foundation Licence and for assessments of all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater. That's 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. And on Echolink at VK2RPM-R. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club's on-air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtail, is now online, and past issues on the website as well. The March edition has been delayed, but there will be published in early April. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for the Ox Street Region Amateur Radio Club. That's from Henry, VK2ZHU, for the Ox Street Region Amateur Radio Club. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms will be closed on Easter Saturday, March 30th. The next monthly general meeting will be the following Saturday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. Guest day was the club's regular show and tell, with the theme of "It looks the same, but is it?" At the VK2RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater, D-Star, RadNet DMR and 2-metre Echo Link, 70cm and 23cm are all fully functional. The Weisen UHF MMDVM is still having problems. Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au. It's configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and on the CCARC, NSW and Ham Echo Link conferences. It's also live-streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web app, ccarc.org.au, by phone 02-434-02500, or on social media, search Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, and to remember to like, to follow for updates. 73 is from Alan, VK2 Mike Golf, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting of the club is on Friday the 5th of April at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open from 7 p.m. April's guest speaker will be Russell Bryant, an all-round radio scanner aficionado, who will give us the benefit of his broad experience in the field from simple system to the modern complex devices seen today. The club rooms are also open twice a month from about 10 a.m. on the morning of the first and third Saturday, unless otherwise noticed on the club's Facebook pages. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. The club has several weekly nets. We have details in activities on the air later in the bulletin, and a new net time, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on the first and third Sundays of the month. The net is on the club's 6-metre repeater and on 70cm repeater on the second and fourth Sundays. So that's 70cm tonight in a few minutes' time. Actually, in about 1 minute and 8 seconds. Okay, the next foundation class will be on Saturday the 13th of April. Upgrade classes continue on a Wednesday night, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Clubroom. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days will fill up quickly. Please contact the club's secretary, Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary@bmarc.org for class dates, to register or for more information. For more information about the club can be found on the website, www.bmarc.org. That's from Stephen, VK2TSG, President of the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Fisher's Ghost. The next general meeting of the club is on this Wednesday, the 27th of March, in Block M, Campbelltown School of Performing Arts, Beverly Road, Campbelltown. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. and visitors wishing to learn more about the hobby of amateur radio are most welcome to attend. Weekly nets are on Thursday evenings from 7:30 p.m. on the club's repeater, VK2RFG. Anyone is welcome to check in. The repeater has a negative 7 megahertz input and a 91.5 hertz CTCSS. Tone is required for access and also available on echoing. To find out more about the club's activity, visit the website fgarc.org.au and on Facebook by searching for VK2FG. That was advised by Peter, VK2PR, for the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. The St George Amateur Radio Society. The next gathering of the Society will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. The Society's gatherings are now at the Mortdale RSL Club. The club is in Macquarie Place, a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. The club has excellent dining facilities and members are encouraged to arrive early for a bite to eat before the gathering. As the gathering, as well as the business stuff, there will be a presentation by Peter, VK2EMU, on 3D printing and laser cutting for amateur radio. While 3D printing is not new, in the last few years the prices of machines have dropped so that they are now affordable for casual hobbyists. Many items useful to radio experimenting can be either printed or laser cut. Examples of various items will be displayed and open source software for designing 3D prints and laser cuts will be demonstrated. Attendees with items that they have 3D printed themselves or laser cut are invited to bring them along. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming licensed or upgrading their license, the St George Amateur Radio Society's next Foundation Course Examination Weekend is in late April. Details are on the club's website. Details about the Society's repeaters, courses, along with the Society's other activities, are on the website, and that's www.sgars.org. All invited to the next gathering of Society, now at the Mortdale RSL Club, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 3rd of April. And that's 73 from Peter, VK2EMU, the publicity officer for the St George Amateur Radio Society. Now we have another ID.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, and now we have activities on the air.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. The text version of this bulletin... This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. The text version of this bulletin will be available from Monday on the Amateur Radio New South Wales website. Also on this site you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club Net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net, also at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VK DMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club Net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kHz. There's also 2 metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group Net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m, there's the Haddock Net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group Net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armidale and District Amateur Radio Club Net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society Net, 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625, and EchoLink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR Net from 8 a.m., usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wyson New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 9444 0123.
And thank you to Stuart and Matthew. Our next bulletin is at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning. That includes a relay of the national news from VK1WIO. A reminder that we are still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletin. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. For those who previously expressed a desire to take part but can't make it to the Dural, this is your opportunity. Contact the team by email to news@arnsw.org.au. Now, yeah, there are some roles, and like putting the broadcast together, collecting all the bits, get the mail to you, you put them in order, and you then mail it back out again. Saves our directors from having to do it. There must be members out there who can, maybe a group of you, could spare a couple of hours on a Friday night to put it all together. Okay, that's my rant. Okay, that's all for the VK2WI news for this week. Your announcement has been Peter, VK2EMU, and your engineers have been Izzy, VK2CAA. Call back will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provides the broadcast to you. On the VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, call back will be taken by Peter, VK2JTV, with thanks to St George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC in Newcastle, poor VK2APA is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'm going to start on 20 metre and go 80, 40, 30 and 160. Engineering, Izzy's going to start, he's going to take callbacks on VHF and UHF. I think he's going to start on 10 metres probably and then go strong from there. He'll tell you what he's doing. He's going to do 2 metres, 23, 10, 70, and 6, probably under his finger. Okay, all the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.